I'm Martha Blessing, and you're about to start transforming your life and creating the freedom that you desire with this podcast. For over 15 years, I've coached and mentored conscious creators on four continents around the world. Here, you won't find a bunch of hype or super inflated rah-rah motivation, because this podcast is a combination of brain science, universal spiritual laws, and ancient wisdom and spiritual teachings, all rolled into one to take your life to levels you've never dared to imagine were possible. If you're wanting more from life, to feel better, to heal, to have a peaceful mind, to feel empowered and alive, and to bring more abundance and prosperity into your life, then this podcast is for you. Because you're going to start learning how to master your mind, expand and grow your consciousness, and when you do that, you can create the place to be free, and anything you want then becomes possible for you. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm super excited to talk about today something that a lot of people are confused about, quite honestly. So it's really my joy to give you this information, because make no mistake, whatever you are trying to create in your life, you will have to give up something in order to have something new. Now, that being said, it doesn't have to be hard, and it's probably not what you think it is. What do I mean by that? We have a profound ability to live in healthy bodies, to live a vibrant life, creating what it is that we desire. Source, God, the universe, does not put a desire in us that we cannot have. That desire is there for us. And when you tap into universal laws, you understand that it is already here for us. The means to fulfill it is already here. So if you haven't created what it is that you want, the well-being or the relationship or the career or the financial success that you want, there's something getting in the way. There is a block and a barrier. And I'm going to share with you what those things more than likely are and what it is you have to do, what it is you have to give up in order to get what it is that you desire. Because the means for fulfilling it is within you. What's so interesting is that we think that in order to have something, the sacrifice is an either-or situation. This played out for me many, many times in my life. I can have this or I can have that, but I can't have both. Think about that for a minute. Where and how does this show up for you in your life? Where are you having, number one, a limiting belief that it's either or, one or the other, that you can't have everything that you want? More than likely, that's a belief that got ingrained in us when we were little kids. I remember my brother saying to me, want, 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 all you do is want. Like I was always asking. Well, it's no wonder we don't think that we can have what we want, because we're always taught to not ask for too much. As children, we ask and ask and ask for things. How many times do you see kids in a grocery store or Walmart or wherever, and they're like, mommy, I want this, mommy, I want that. And 9 times out of 10, you hear the parent saying, no, honey, put that back. No, we can't have that. So first recognize and realize that there is a program lying underneath the surface in pretty much all of us that we can't have what we want. And we've asked numerous times when we were little and got shut down. So we're correlating. We think that having good health and a good job or career or success, that it's one or the other, right? Like I have to work like a dog and work harder and harder and harder to achieve success. And because I'm working 60 hours a week, the old mindset of put your nose to the grindstone, working for someone else, or even for yourself in your own business. Like I did that, right? I thought I had to work 80 hours a week and I was killing myself because I had the belief in the mindset that that's what it would take. I wasn't tapping into universal laws at the time. I wasn't tapping into, oh, this could be easy. It doesn't have to be hard. We believe in the struggle because we asked for things as a child and we didn't get them. So we have a belief we can't have them, or it's got to be hard, or it's a struggle, or it's one or the other. So in our work and our business, there's a very, very prevalent, predominant belief and mindset. I've got to work for the corporate. In order to make the good money, I've got to work for the corporate and burn myself out at all ends and over effort with my mind and my intelligence. And as a result, my health is going to take a backseat. I can't have health and success. And then what do? We go to a retreat, or we go to plop ourselves down on the table for an hour once a month and get a massage. Let's get real. There's no way that a massage or Reiki or reflexology or healing touch treatment once or twice a month is going to make up for 12 hours a day of burnout. But what is really going on underneath the surface is the belief that you can have one or the other, not both. But what if you change and ask different questions? You know, in the podcast, if you've listened to any of the episodes, I talk about how when I changed the questions that I asked, I got different answers. So what if instead of saying either or, this or that, what if you asked the question, how can I have both? Because that's really being a choice. That's what we really want. How can I have both? So that's the first point I want you to understand and think about. The second one is I want to read to you a quote that came from one of my mentors. It has been a driving force in my life, a daily driving force to focus my attention for what it is that I want, as opposed to what it is I can't have. And this is the quote. The truth about you is so lofty that nothing unworthy of God is worthy of you. Choose then what you want in these terms and accept nothing that you would not offer to God as holy and fitting. Okay, now I know for some of you that word God can be problematic. We're not going to get hung up on that. If the word God doesn't work for you, substitute source, universe, intelligent substance, whatever it is that works for you. I want to read this again. The truth about you is so lofty that nothing unworthy of God is worthy of you. What is he saying? You are so incredible and so in line with co-creating an intelligent substance in the energetic frequencies of the universe, of the one mind. Stop offering up what you don't want. Stop offering up less than and settling. The desires are in you because the means to have them is already here. That's the first step. Choose then what you want in these terms and accept nothing that you would not offer as holy and fitting. So intelligent substance will create whatever you put out into it. Literally, the kingdom is in you and out there, the one mind. So choose what you want in these terms. So the decision has to be not either or, but I want both. And ask for the solution of how I can have both. Once you've done that, You have clarity on exactly what it is that you desire. And don't settle, right? Don't go back to, well, I asked for this in the past and I didn't get it. I couldn't have it. There's some kind of block and barrier why you didn't get it. That's what we're going to talk about coming up here next. Choose fully for what it is that you want. That's the first step, clarity. The good news is that if you accept 100% responsibility in your life for your results, what you have and what you don't have, you will be empowered to change it. So what do you have to give up in order to have health and success? You have to give up blaming. You have to give up being a victim. You have to give up believing that there is something outside of you preventing you from having it, that something or someone. You have to give up being a victim to circumstances. And I did this. I mean, let's face it, when I was in daily chronic pain and I was really unaware at the time, I blamed my job. I blamed so many people and circumstances. Oh, I got hurt. It wasn't my fault. There were so many pieces that I chose to look at in the external. And the truth about how I healed from 3 back surgeries and 10 years of daily chronic pain was I took full responsibility that I was creating it. And that's a tough pill to swallow for a lot of us. At the time, I could not see it, but I focused on it and focused on it and focused on it. And I asked myself, right? Like, why would I create this? Why would I create this? If I did create this, why would I do this? And that will lead you into your subconscious beliefs, your subconscious mind, your stories, your identity, your core wound, and your programming. You're getting something out of it, or you wouldn't be doing it. And again, I know that's a tough pill, but these are the things that you will have to give up. And that is being a victim to your story and your circumstances, blaming something or someone external. I talk about this in the levels of consciousness and healing, right? It's how much you get to full sovereign health, profound, vibrant health and well-being, body, mind, spirit, energy, when you accept responsibility that you actually have control and you take control and you go to the next level and it's not in the hands of your doctor or your healer or your therapist or anyone else. That's how you will become fully empowered. So what you're doing, what you have to sacrifice, what you have to give up, is you have to give up something of a lower nature to have something of a higher nature. You have to give up something of a lower nature, your old ways of thinking, your old ways of believing, the old programming, the old indoctrination, and you have to replace it for something of a higher nature, which would be in this case, I am 100% responsible. I'm responsible for my thoughts and my feelings and my choices. Now, that is not necessarily what most of us are doing. I was not doing that when I was in a wheelchair and in the workers' comp system. I was in the workers' comp system in New York State, and I had no idea how the system worked or operated. And I didn't bother to learn until there was a real problem with my case. And the attorneys, I got called into court, and they had actually paid me. And I thought the attorneys were going to show up for me and operate and act in my best interest. And I called him after he went to court for me and I asked him a question. I said, what does this mean, continued per Rule 222? He said, oh, don't worry about that. That just means the judge, nobody but the judge can stop your payments. Well, they had overpaid me. And then the attorney said, we're going to go ahead and try to settle your claim for a lump sum. And we think it's worth this much money and we are going to get the insurance company and you, they're going to interview you. Well, the insurance company did come and they did interview me. And they found out that I was working part-time and they were also sending me workers' comp benefits. And I had just trusted that the attorneys would, that they were paying attention, and they weren't. So it shot up a big red flare, and I had to go into court. And I watched in workers' comp court. There was the insurance company attorney, and there was my attorney, and there was a judge. And they went back and forth, and they bantered in their political stance that they do. And the insurance attorney said, well, we'll just garnish her wages. And finally, after they argued for a bit, the judge looked at me and he said, what did you do? What did you wonder? Did you question? Like, he wanted to hear what I had to say. And I told him, I said, I followed what the attorneys told me to do. And I called the attorney and they told me not to worry about it. But the attorney knew that I was working and they should have advised me differently. So they wanted to come after me for, it wasn't a lot of money. It was like $1,200. And so the judge ruled and he said, okay, she doesn't have to pay this money back. But if she's ever disabled again because of this, it will be a credit. It will go against future benefits. And as we walked out of the courtroom, the attorney looked at me and he said, well, you damn near got me disbarred, but you got what you wanted. And I thought to myself, you little son of a bitch. Quite honestly, I thought, how dare you? You work for me. You work for the state. He was so immersed in his paradigm, he forgot his whole purpose. And what he was doing there was to operate in my best interest. And if he was doing his job, I could not have got him disbarred. Now, back then, I didn't have the courage to say that, but boy, I sure would now. But understand my point to all of this is I was not paying attention. I was not accepting responsibility. And I was letting everyone and everything outside of me determine the outcome, which is exactly what we're doing when we go to these doctors and these workers' comp and government and insurance companies. Make no mistake, they are not working for you, despite the fact that that's what they're pretending to do. So you are going to have to give up something of a lower nature, being a victim and tolerating that bullshit, and take control. You're going to have to give up the entitlement and take responsibility for your health and your choices. Now, at the time, I was also blaming my mother. I was blaming the doctors. I was blaming the system. I was blaming everything. The moment I changed that, everything started to change around me. My health improved. My pain went away. The universe was working on my side with me, for me. Miraculous things happened. My energy shifted. And I created and solidified a new image of myself in my mind. I stopped seeing myself as a person who was in the workers' comp system, entitled and not capable of creating something that I wanted. Because if you stay in the system, in any system, you will stay a victim. Now, some days it was an hourly process to redirect my thinking, to redirect my thoughts. This is one of the things that we do in Five Steps to Freedom in the coaching, in my mentoring and coaching program. It is about constant space repetition, creating a new neural pathway with your thoughts to eliminate the old way of being. And that too, you will have to give up expecting something to change without you changing from the inside out. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it to create a new image of yourself as someone who asks for what they want, who gets clarity on what they want and doesn't settle, and taps into that part of you that is, as I said above in the quote, so lofty, because you did not come here to live in grief and pain and sorrow and struggle. We live in amazing and miraculous bodies. God, source, intelligence, substance doesn't make junk. These bodies know how to be healthy There are people who are being abundant all over the world, even in a pandemic, even in a depression, no matter what. And we are all carved from that same intelligent substance in one mind. We are in it, of it. It is in us and through us. What you will have to give up is the belief that you are not a part of that. You will have to give up your self-image that is out of alignment. You will have to give up the lower nature of your self-image for the higher nature of your greatness, and start believing and looking and working as the architect of your life in conjunction with the universe, because you have the ability to create at that level. We were all given the creative faculties and the ability to choose to use them or to choose not to use them. So I want you to ask yourself, your transformational takeaway, what are you thinking about? What are you creating? What is your self-image? Do you see yourself as someone who is sickly? Do you see yourself as someone who is living in lack? The law of polarity states that both ends of the spectrum are here at the same time. Health and well-being are the same end of polarity on the line in the law of polarity. One is lack and scarcity, one is abundance. Illness is scarcity and lack, that you believe that you're not a part of this healthy body, mind, and spirit, that you're separate, that there's something wrong with you. And the other end is, I was created by the one mind, and my heart knows how to beat itself. My breath knows how to move. I don't have to tell my nails and my hair how to grow, that I am intelligent substance in one mind. Which one are you going to choose? You will have to give up one of the lower nature for the higher and use that to create the destiny of your life. You will have to start relying on seeing yourself as a level of importance in the world of creation. If you don't see yourself on the same level of importance in intelligent substance, then we're completely missing the mark as to why we're here. Because we're not here just to fill up flesh and bones. We're not here to just live by resignation. The truth about you is so lofty. Offer up only that would be holy and fitting to the one mind, to intelligent substance. It's capable of miracles. And you came here to use your marvelous, miraculous mind and intellect to create, to think for what it is that you do want. So another transformational takeaway is, I want you to think about how you are using your mind today. What are you thinking about? Are you using it to create something new and different of a higher level and a higher nature? Or are you continuing to talk down to yourself, to talk down about your body, to not believe in its ability to be healthy? Are you using your mind to create what it is you want, or are you using it to focus on what you don't want? Because either way, you are creating by the law of cause and effect, either by resignation or by choice. We think that it has to be hard, but the truth is, how I got to the level of health and success I have was to give up the thinking in the lower nature, of the lower nature about myself, and to learn to train my thoughts to believe in the higher nature. And it's coming at us at all angles, in all directions, from the media, from, you know, if you've read my book, I'll leave a link, Healed and Unlimited, The Secret to Breaking Free from Chronic Disease and Igniting Your Personal Power. Your personal power comes from your ability of free will to choose. And if you've read in my book, there are times where my entire family thought I was absolutely crazy. And some of them still think that, but I had to hold to my truth and my choice and what it was I wanted. And it was not always easy. But I was willing to do that. And it was more important to me to achieve and create what it was I desired than it was for me to lower my energy and my desire to match their belief system. Okay, thanks for being here. If you found this episode valuable, I would really appreciate it if you would help spread the word and the message so that I can reach more and more people. When you leave a review over at Apple and iTunes, it helps the podcast get out to more and more people so that I can help others transform their lives and remove the barriers that are in the way from them living in choice and freedom. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Place to Be Free podcast. And if you liked what you heard and you want to know more, go to marthablessing.com/freestuff.